Florida's task force to combat red tide plans to finalize some ideas for the state legislature soon. Members met again this week. When there's an elevated red tide event causing fish kills and respiratory issues for people along the West Coast, Floridians have multiple places online to check the status of their neighboring beaches, and there can be conflicting information. The task force hopes to change that. Barbara Kirkpatrick is on the team, which is brainstorming an idea for one website for people to find everything they need to know. She says this resource would be important because not all algae blooms are alike.
There's blue-green algae blooms in Florida. There's Carinia brevis blooms in Florida. There's harmful algal blooms all around the country and all around the world. So we want to make sure that when people are seeking information about Carinia brevis red tides, that they're on the right website, they're getting the right information.
She says the members have not yet nailed down specifics on how this website will work, but they hope to see their 12 suggestions represented on this year's state budget.